The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Craig Forsyth in the studio. We have a cracking Friday to look forward to as well, with Future Champions Day at Newmarket. Six pattern races on their card, including three Group 1s. We also have Haydock and Redcar alongside that on the flat. There's the first day of the new National Hunt season at Cheltenham, and Wolverhampton and Dundalk in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
Well, after that, I'm pretty exhausted, Mark. It's going to be a tremendous day on Friday, isn't it?
But it is.
I am, in fact, pretty well.
Yes, good. Obviously, the jump season kicking up a gear on Friday and Saturday with the return of Cheltenham. But what a couple of days we have left on the flat this weekend, with Future Champions Day at Newmarket and then Champions Day at Ascot, John. It's going to be a magnificent weekend, isn't it?
It is going to be a tremendous weekend. And, you know, for once, Cheltenham will, I feel, be slightly in the shadows.
Yeah.
I mean, people will watch the racing. It'll be very exciting. But Newmarket and Ascot will definitely catch the imagination. I'm afraid Champions Day on Saturday has fallen victim slightly to the heavy ground, which was always likely to happen, Mark.
Yeah, just an update as we record this on Thursday. Following more rainfall, the ground at Ascot is described as heavy, soft in places at the moment, so we're going to need some mudlarks to turn up on Saturday, aren't we, John?
Oh, there's one which must go in, surely.
Yep.
Jack Dexter the champion sprint. I missed the price, but I've been waiting for this horse all the way through the year, and I was absolutely convinced he would be in the champion sprint, and he was, but he looked to be sort of pretty, outsider-ish, and I, of course, forgot the fact it was going to rain.
Yes, seven of his eight wins have come on soft or softer.
And he's an Ascot horse too, yeah. And he just got beat by Slane Power in the race last year.
Mm. So there you go. Yeah. Jack Dexter then won very much on John's radar. Before we move on to Friday, John, is there anything else you're looking forward to at Ascot on Saturday?
I am looking forward to David O'Meara or O'Mara's runners. Obviously, G-Force is going to be hard to beat in the Jack Dexter race, but I'm not absolutely convinced he'll go on the ground. Custom Cut is what I'm waiting for from the David O'Meara yard.
Yep.
I think he's got a great chance. He'll love the ground. He can be settled there, or he can make all the running. Danny Tuthope, great jockey in my view.
Yeah, he's on a real roll as well, isn't he, at the moment? Custom Cuts. Let's focus on Newmarket, though. Like we've mentioned, a real cracker of a card coming up on Friday, and John's going to look at some of the races for us, starting in the Group 3 Cornwallis Stakes, which is a Group 3 race over 5 furlongs for the 2-year-olds, and you could give plenty of these a good chance in this, John. So which ones are on the shortlist?
Well, we might start with one or two sort of interesting horses which I don't actually think will win. Fendale, for example, representing Brian Smart and the North, won his first two races really well, upped in class and didn't quite pull the mustard, as you might say, but I'm interested to see how he goes. I know Brian thinks he's a very useful colt. Richard Hughes rides Moonraker for the McShannon yard, and that team are in very good shape. And then we have a Swedish entry too, Volatile.
Mm.
Jessica Long is sending Volatile over for the Cornwallis. Has only had one actual race in public, and that was on the dirt. Did win it very comfortably, but obviously there's a little bit of a question mark about Volatile coping with the conditions at Newmarket, which I don't think will be too bad, actually, Mark. It'll be a softish, but it could dry out a bit. So I think the racing will go ahead on reasonable surface at Newmarket. The two I thought who were likely to win this race begin with the letter S. They are Squats and Strathburn. Now, Squats represents William Haggis, who has had a tremendous season. But I just have a feeling that his horses are perhaps beginning to quieten down with the end of the season coming into view. Squats has won 3 of his 5 races. He was a bit unlucky too in the listed race today. I think it's the Harry Rosebery.
Yep.
He finished 3rd in a blanket finish, but didn't get a particularly good run in that contest. And that race was won, incidentally, by a Chris Wall horse called Accipiter, who is in the contest here today. I rather fancy Squats will reverse the form back at Newmarket, but I know that Ken Peterson is quite keen, or has been in the past, on Chris Wall's runner. I think Squats will go pretty well, but my choice is going to be Strathburn. I think this could be not quite a last hurrah, but one of the final hurrahs for Jamie Spencer in the saddle. I think Strathburn represents Charlie Hills, of course, in very good shape at the moment. And this horse has done nothing wrong. Won first time out at Newbury, beating Judicial, then lost the race, in fact, in the stewards' room, but has been in very good shape since. And I would have thought he'd got a fair chance. People would say he was only 6 in the Mill Reef, but I think the Mill Reef was a funny race this year.
4th in the Mill Reef.
Fourth. He was quite well beat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought he was 6th, 4th in the Mill Reef. And had won a good race before that. I think this horse is slightly better than the form would indicate, and he could have got a bit closer in the Mill Reef if Carl Burke's horse, Too Cool for School, hadn't set off like a scalded cat under some the great Sylvester. So I'm going to go for Strathburn to win this race for Jamie Spencer and Charlie Hills, just to get the better of Squats.
OK. Strathburn, the selection for John, then, in the Cornwallis Stakes. Moving on to the first of the Group 1s on the card, the Middle Park Stakes. It's a Group 1 over 6 furlongs for the 2-year-olds. And we have betting on site for this one as well. And it's currently headed by Ivor Wood, who's 4-6. Muhara is 11-2, 15-2 for Capella San Severo, 9-1 for Charming Thought and Cool Company, and then 14-1 for Jungle Cat and The Warrior. And Ivor Wood is... coming here on the back of a 100% record, John.
Ivor Wood's been tremendously impressive, hasn't he, in the 3 outings. I mean, he showed pulverising speed to win first time out at Sandown. And then he lengthened like a class horse when he won the July Stakes, and then coped with the undulations that Goodwood really well in the Richmond Stakes. Now, all those races, as you pointed out, really, were run on a good or slightly faster ground. But one assumes that he's capable of coping with soft, and certainly the stable believe that to be the case. He's a little bit short at 6-4 on. What do you think, Mark?
I think he's a little bit short, but he's already a leading contender for the Classics next season, isn't he? So he's going to be short, isn't he?
Yes, he's going to be very short. He is the Hannon star, and basically he ought to win. There are others worthwhile just sort of thinking about. Charming Thought, for example, does seem to me to be a bit of a long price at round about 9 or 10 to 1. This is Godolphin, Charlie Appleby. The Boys in Blue had 5 winners earlier in the week. They're very much in form, as is Charles Appleby's stable in particular. And Charming Thoughts is taking a considerable rise in class. But he did win both his last 2 races in pretty good style. A maiden at Lingfield, first of all, on the turf, didn't have to beat much, and then raised the game a little bit at Leicester in the Novice Stakes. Could be anything, Charming Thoughts. I think he could go, reasonably well in this contest. Then we've got Jungle Cat, who's, nothing if not consistent. I think the form's taken a slight blow with the Wow Signal getting well beat at Longchamp, but nevertheless, very consistent horse for Mark Johnston. And Cool Company as well, who has been equally consistent, if just dropping off a little bit, and of course is Ivor Wood's contemporary, so to speak. I think Ivor Wood's got this to lose, and I hope he doesn't lose it. I think he's a class horse, and he's got a great chance, if he wins, of going on to better things as a 3-year-old.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see Ivor Wood in action there then. If we price up betting without Ivor Wood, John, because he's going to take a lot out of the market, Would Charming Thought be on the radar there then?
Very much so. I think Charming Thought is a horse who could have infinite possibilities and potential, and with a stable in form, he would be my selection if Ivorwood wasn't included.
OK. Moving on to the final race, we're going to look at the 4 o'clock at Newmarket, which is the Dewhurst Stakes, which is a Group 1 over 7 furlongs again for the two-year-olds. And we have another odds-on favourite from the Richard Hanning Yard. Eshdid Carr is the 5-6 market leader. Math Tool is 5-1. Smuggler's Cove also 5s. It's 9-1 for Cody Bear. Dutch Connection is 12s and 14s for Bellado or Secret Brief. So another shorty, John, another in-form Richard Hannon runner who should go on to bigger and better things next year.
Yes, very much so. We might just talk about an outside. I think 14-1, Secret Brief is worthwhile considering, you know, on our pro market when the odds come out, or, you know, perhaps as an outsider each way in the race. It's won two sales races, particularly impressive last time out under Joe Fanning, in the saddle again tomorrow. And I know they were sales races and as such below the class of this particular contest, the Dewhurst, but at 14s, I would be tempted to just have a little penny or two on Secret Brief. Now, to get back, as you might say, to the really important stuff, Math Tool is interesting. I thought he won the Somerville's Tattersall Stakes in great style. Mm-hmm. There's a slight worry about the ground, I think, for Math Tool, were it to get really soft or not to dry out, as I hope it will Thursday to Friday, then perhaps Math Tool you know, might find things a little bit difficult. The two obvious ones are Estikar, the odds-on favourite, and this is a horse that I have been very impressed with. It won, I think, its maiden at Newbury, but since then has run really well. It was an excellent performance at Newmarket two outings ago, and then won the Champagne Stakes at Doncaster in the style of a vastly improved colt. Seems to be going the right way. Hamdan Al-Maktoum, Paul Hannigan et al. And I think it's going to be very hard to beat. But there is a possibility about the Irish radar here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
I don't know whether Andy has put any great sort of pluses in the favour of Smuggler's Cove, but this is a very well-bred individual and represents a stable who won this race last year, Aidan O'Brien, with yep. War Command. Aidan is 45, well, was 45 on Thursday, I think. So he's just might have a late celebration of his birthday. In many ways, it will be nice to see or appropriate to see Joseph O'Brien go out for the season with a really good winner, because he's taken a hammering, in my view, Mark, over the past month or so, probably yeah. deservedly so. But, you know, he remains to me a very good rider. Again, this horse has got to make quite a considerable rise in class, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it won a listed race at Dundalk last time out. Okay, it was a listed contest. It was a competitive heat, and he did it really well. And prior to that, had won his maiden at Listowel. So one would have thought that he'd got to actually make quite a considerable advance to beat Estikar. But there are all kinds of suggestions that this horse is rather better than the bare form indicates. So, summing up, it's a really intriguing Dewhurst. I would have to give it as a selection to Estikar, who has been so impressive in the last two outings, one of them at Newmarket and then the excellent Champagne Stakes win at Doncaster. But for value, I do think Smuggler's Cove is really seriously worth considering from a stable who basically love to win this contest.
Yes, they won it last year, and it's gone to Ireland for the last 3 years with Jim Bolger winning it the 2 years prior to that with Dawn Approach and Parish Hall. So it's a race that the Irish maybe target. But okay, that's good stuff, John. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Well, in the first race, I think it's a 225. I'm going to go with the Cornwallis Stakes anyhow for Strathburn to give Jamie Spencer a last hurrah at Newmarket. Then in the Middle Park at 255, Well, we've got to go for the favourite here, Ivorwood. I think I hope he's going to win really well. And finally, in the 4 o'clock, the selection is Esticar. But I think serious consideration needs to be taken to Smuggler's Cove.
Okay, good work, John. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday. You'll be in the studio, won't you?
I will. I'm much looking forward to it. It'll be a tremendous afternoon.
Yes. Well, John will be in on Friday. Good luck, John. Enjoy it. And he'll be joined by Stuart Beasley and Craig Forsyth. We have this card at Newmarket. There's also the first jumps meeting of the season at Cheltenham and Haydock and Redcar in the afternoon. And then we finish with an all-weather fair in the evening with action on the Tapita at Wolverhampton and over in Ireland in Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Should be a very good Friday. And thank you very much for listening to Friday's Racing Podcast and enjoy the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.